This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of the great question which Pilate asked. Pilate was the Roman governor, you remember, who presided over the civil trial of Jesus, which finally led to his crucifixion. It was he who delivered Jesus up under the urging of the Jews to be crucified. In Matthew chapter 27, in verse 22, after Pilate had given the Jews an opportunity of choosing to set Jesus free as over against a rank criminal named Barabbas, and the Jews, under the urging of their leaders, asked them to call for Barabbas to be released, Pilate then said, "What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" Now, I pointed out that this is a question which not only Pilate asked, but which you and I ought to ask ourselves today. There is no way we can escape making a decision about the Lord Jesus Christ. What are the decisions? What can we do? How can we answer the question, "What shall I do then with Jesus?" There are really only 2 answers to be given. Number 1, you may crucify him, or else you may crown him. If you crucify him, that means you reject him. You reject him for what he claimed to be. But if you crown him, that means that you come to believe in him, to love him, and to obey him. You cannot be saved otherwise. And we've noted further that you cannot remain neutral. You cannot simply make no decision in regard to Jesus. Because in the very act of trying to make no decision, you have made a decision against him. Jesus said, "He that is not for me is against me." And the only way you can be for him is to believe in him, to love him, and to obey him. None of those alone will do it. One may say, "I love the Lord Jesus Christ," and then refuse to obey. But the Bible teaches this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. We considered a second question. Does it really matter what I do in regard to answering the question, "What shall I do with Jesus?" We pointed out that many people think it doesn't matter one way or the other. They go their way, they live their lives, and really never give a serious thought to the matter. But we've pointed out that it does matter. It matters to you as to what you become. It matters as to your influence on other people, and it matters as to your eternal destiny. It matters as to your destiny in this life, and also as to your destiny in eternity. Now note, please, carefully, when we decide about Jesus, we have thereby decided what he will and must do according to his word with us. Notice carefully, Jesus has made his decision. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, we read, "The grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men." Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 tells us that Jesus tasted of death for every man. So the decision of Jesus has been made. He died for us. He's given each one of us the opportunity of being saved. Now we must make the decision as to what we shall do about his offer. When he said, as recorded in Matthew 11 verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." And so, I repeat, when you decide what you will do about Jesus, you have thereby decided what he will do in the judgment about you. Now, we come to the third question in regard to this matter of what then shall I do with him which is called Christ. And that question is this: who can decide for me? You see, the question is, what shall I do with Jesus? Does it matter whether I make this decision or that? We've seen that it does. Since the question is so very important, we raise the question, who can decide what my answer to that question should be for me? Well, not those who love you, not those who hate you, but only you yourself. You cannot avoid a decision. Pilate tried to do it, but he couldn't do it, and neither can you, and neither can I. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study, "What shall I do then with Jesus?"